Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, it's July 1st, 2013. It's 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time up here in Maine. And boy, has it been raining. Anyway, I have my little furball host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and she just wants to be loved. She's driving me up the wall right now, going, play with me, play with me, play with me. Yes, I don't know if I'm that lucky to have a little furball to be my magical little co-host kitty here. Anyway, it's been a very, very busy day, and just some things I'd like to talk about tonight. And I do believe that, you know, when you want to do your dream and you really get onto a track that you want to do it, I get a lot of feedback from a lot of people, you know, writing to me after the show, sending me messages. When you want to do something in life and you first start doing it like a dream, no one pays attention or whatever, and a lot of people might tell you that you can't do something. Well, it's the sheer fact that, you know, that was the way with me. And going on my path along the way, now I'm starting to make waves for myself. It doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what people say, with what I want to do in my life, I'm going to do it anyway, and I'm not going to let anybody stop me. And people, like, you know, you see on your Facebook page, and I have many, many people on there. I actually hide my friends list on purpose, you know, because it's my business who's actually on there, you know. And I see people's Facebook walls and, you know, their posts, and it's like saying the word hater, hater, hater. And, you know, people, you shouldn't really have to worry about someone who's a hater. You got to do you, take care of you. That's what you've got to do. And keep doing what you're going to do. And that's the right thing to do. Don't pay no mind to negative people, because they're nothing but toxins and poisons. Especially if you're someone who likes to work out, you should know better. You know, you should hit the gym more and not pay any attention to people like that. So seriously, if you really think about it, if you spend too much time thinking about negative people, you're not going to be on your path. You're going to fall off your path. And that's why you have to stay on it, whatever your dream may be. Now, so people say stuff about you on the internet. Who cares? In your house, under your roof, in your bedroom, in your bed, are those people with you? If you're an actor or a filmmaker and such, when you're on set, any of those people with you? No. The people that you're around when you're doing a dream are the people that matter. Whatever you may want to do, like me want to do acting and stunts, I have been very, very blessed and very, very lucky within the last couple of months. It was like a big explosion for myself that I'm getting to know more and more people in the martial arts world, and I'm feeling very, very lucky and very, very blessed. It's like the martial arts world is coming to me. I know the universe is watching over my shoulder. I know, you know, it's just a matter of time for more things to keep coming to me, and I know it will. No one can persuade me or change my mind. I know even better things are coming. So if I know this deep down in my heart, you can hear it in my voice. And any time on my show, I don't have anything scripted. I just go on and on and on. If I, you know, I don't have a guest, I just talk and talk and talk. I might play a song right here and there, you know, for some positive music. And I just want to keep people going, inspire you people out there. If you have a dream, get away from the people that are going to suck your happiness. They're nothing but energy-sucking vampires. And even if they're people that you think can be your friends, and they're not supporting what you do, that's not a friend. You know, you've got to realize that, and you've got to make some changes. You've got to make a choice. Do you want to be around the people or put what you want to do that's in your heart down? Or do you get away from those people and continue on your path? That's totally up to you. It's your choice. It's what's called free will with whatever you want to do. Now, in my life, what I'm happy and blessed is that I was really smart and not to get myself knocked up. And this is the one thing I'm very happy about. I'm not saying kids are a bad thing or anything like that, but if you have a dream, there's so many people that I know have had dreams. And the sad thing is they stray from their path, and it's really sad, and they become very bitter. Like, someone will have this, want to do something in their life, like me with acting and films, and then they get themselves knocked up, and they never get to do the dream for the rest of their life. Now, people I know, well, people in my life, they can do so many different things. They have a family, they do the dreams and everything like that, which is, you know, it's hard work, you know, to have kids and such. But sometimes I really, really think that sometimes people want to have, you know, kids. Maybe it's because they have nothing going on in their life. I really think that's it, that they can't do anything else. Of course, being a mother is a blessing, but just because you have kids, it doesn't necessarily make you a good person. I think sometimes women want to have kids because they want to make this fake persona just to make themselves look good. You know, like, oh, here's my child. I, you know, like, oh, look at me. I'm a mom. What the heck? You know, seriously, 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 people. I don't know if you know people like that. It's like, I was like, really? The only reason why you're having a kid is, one, you're probably, you know, not thinking straight and got yourself knocked up by accident. Two, you have nothing else that you can do with your life. Three, you're probably looking for a man with a paycheck, right? And other things, too. When you have a kid, it's supposed to be a sign of a continual of love, your extended love. Not because you're looking because, you know, you want a man with a paycheck. Or, you know, something where, oh, I'm going to have a kid and keep collecting a government paycheck. Now, not for nothing, that's not a lot of money. Really? A government paycheck every single week or whatever it is? I don't know what it is, but it's something you have to really think about it. You got to keep going and filling out all this paperwork and stuff. What a pain in the ass that would be. I'd rather go to a job, which I'm so happy and thankful, and have my own place to go to and go home and not worrying about Big Brother watching over me, you know, to have to do all this stuff just to get a paycheck. I go to work, come home, I collect the check. Of course, I get to pay taxes, but I don't care because I'm very happy and content in paying my bills. That's basically, I mean, I'm content with that. The other thing I do not get at all, when I hear people all the time, they have one kid, and they say how they don't have money. The next thing you know, they're having a second kid and a third kid, and people saying, I don't know how, you know, where I'm going to come up with this money. Now, if you have a child, you know, and you know that it's hard, and you're complaining about money, why are you going to keep having a child, like more and more children? I don't understand that when I hear people complaining about things. I don't know. Maybe they have families who help raise the families. Maybe they have parents that give them money. You know, that's the only thing I can think of because it's expensive to have kids. Let alone one kid, but two, three, four, five, it's got to be a lot of money. And I just, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, it's kind of something where, you know, I'm not going to say if I am or am not going to have a kid. All I'm going to say is that I'm just so thankful, you know, with what I did in my life. I'm glad I chose the path I did because I have the freedom to do what I want, and I'm feeling very happy and content with that. You know, if I just want to kick back and relax, I can do what I want to do, and I have that freedom. And I really think that drives people crazy that I have the freedom that I do. I'm not upset because I don't have kids. I'm not someone that's going to crawl underneath the rock and think my biological clock is ticking, even though I shouldn't admit this. It's, you know, my plumbing works very well. There's nothing that I ever have to worry about. You know, I'm not thinking, oh, my God, my biological clock is ticking and I have to crawl underneath the rock because I don't have a kid. Seriously? Ladies, okay, listen, nobody's biological clock ticking. You're not going to die if you don't have a kid. I mean, seriously, it's like it's going backwards. When I was in my 20s, I went and I did some traveling. I went with friends and such. We went and traveled. We wanted to see the world, and I was very lucky. Now, I'm not saying, you know, having a family, you can't see, you know, go out in the world. But don't you think when you're growing up, okay, and you leave the nest, you're going to want to think to go out and see the world. That was the last thing on my mind is having kids right away when I left home. I was not thinking that. I wanted to go, and I did. And I went out and did, you know, went out to some islands and stuff and to visit and stuff and went with my friends. Now, I don't know. Everybody, I cannot judge people with what they're doing. You know, I'm talking about certain things like that. It's not me to judge. But if you really think about it in this day and age, if you really, really think, people are living a lot longer. So don't you think that women would be like, you know, they'd wait to have a child and go out and enjoy their lives first. And they get a little settled because the maturity level, I really, really do not think that people at a very young age, most of society can't, because if you really think about it, isn't it about 80 to 85%? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's 90%. Most marriages end in a divorce, and there's a lot of broken homes. why do people have to rush in getting married and having kids right away? I mean, like I said, we are living in a society where we're actually living longer. Especially if your health is good, why are you going to rush and have all these problems, you know, after you have a child and stuff like that? All these stories about these women that have been telling me that when they're giving birth and all these stories and all these problems they have after they have a child, it's kind of like, I'm like, don't even tell me anymore, because that's going to make me not want to have a child. Even though I know, you know, I'm very well aware what happens when you have a kid. But I'm very happy and content with the way my life is. You know, everybody lives a lifestyle, different lifestyle. Maybe some people are not going to be happy with what things I'm saying. But I'm just saying to the girls out there that have dreams and stuff, you shouldn't be forced right away to go and just go do this, do this, do this, do this. Why does society program, I mean, if you really, really think about it, society programs women. They think you've got to have kids right away. I don't know whatever happened to, like, you know, women, you know, coming into their own and then having children afterwards. Why do you have to rush and do anything like that? I never understood that at all, and I will never understand that. Why can you not have, you know, make something of yourself first so you can have some money and be a little bit stable and then have kids? But then I hear these stories where people, well, we make do. And we just get by. Why do you have to make do and just get by? Why can't you have a little bit more? Yes, I do know, more money, more problems. But the reality is, you're going to have a roof over your head, and you got to pay the rent. Or if you have a house, you got to pay the mortgage and all these things that go along it. And if you really think about it, the more things you have, the more things you're locked into, the more bills. And I think that's why people become bitter and they lose themselves and they get old really, really fast, because they get locked in this program society, all this commercialism and everything like that. Why do you have to follow what society does? I will never understand that. I actually don't have a TV. I have not owned a TV. Because I do not want to watch the commercials. Now, I know you probably can flip through all these things and avoid the commercials and all this stuff like that. But if I am going to watch something, I'll watch it on my computer. I mean, someday maybe I'll have a big flat screen TV. I don't know. I can't say. But I want to be the one who wants to choose what program is. I don't care about the commercials. I want to watch what I want to watch, not what society is going to pick for me. And speaking of other things, I was so happy, and I'm going to try to pronounce this the best I can. When I was growing up, there was a cartoon. Now, I watched all these different kind of cartoons and such, but if I could say this right, I know I'm going to murder this name. I know I'm going to slaughter the pronunciation of this, not only because of my Boston accent, but I am going to slaughter this name of this cartoon. Gotcha, man. I know I'm saying it right, but it was growing up. It was Battle of the Planets. G-Force. Thank God the Japanese are doing this film. They actually cast it right. You know what I'm talking about. You people know exactly what I'm talking about. What they've done for years. For years, decades. They would take a role that was made for someone who's Asian and whitewash it. We all know that happens, even in this day and age. I mean, come on, look at Iron Man 3. Are you telling me in Hollywood there are no Asian actors, let alone the stuntmen? Come on, the villain. Now, Ben Kingsley, he is a really great actor, but he's not Asian. Are you seriously, the bad guy is an Asian dude? Come on now. Then another thing on top of that, when I see how they cast, you know, they're not the stunt guys. You know, from what I've seen in TV shows, and I'm like, what the heck? They're either making someone Asian, they're either gay, perverted, or a nerd. And sometimes, well, you know, for me personally, when they're like fighters in the martial arts, I love it. I mean, I know there's more than doing the hi-ya and everything in martial arts. There's a whole thing to it besides all the fighting and, you know, all the punching and the kicking. There's a whole life in martial arts. But why is it that in certain roles, why can't someone, if they're Asian or Asian descent, now you can be an American, but it just seems like they cannot be a lead in a show, which is being a regular person. Now, there is a great example, believe it or not, and I'm going to bring this up on the IMDb page. Just give me one moment. Bring up Fast Five. This is a perfectly good example. Now, I know people are going to be like, you know, they're going to be like, oh, Vin Diesel's an airhead or whatever, you know, meathead, airhead, not airhead, but meathead. In the Fast Five franchise, it's actually, the cast is really pretty good. Because if you really think about it, they're just regular people of different descents, of different nationalities, even though they're American. But I'm going to bring it up, and I'm going to try to pronounce his name as best as I can. And it's I'm going to explain why I'm bringing up this person. Hold on for 1 second. Just give me one moment here. You're going to laugh at me, but it's true. But it's really kind of cool the way the character is. Now, it's, you know, where is it? Where is he? I'm going to probably end up butchering the name. I butcher so many names here. You know the actor Sung Kang, S-U-N-G-K-A-N-G. Now, in the Fast Five, the latest one, he is Asian. And the thing is, he doesn't know martial arts. He's a regular guy. He, through the whole film, he's just, you know, he's just eating chips. He's just eating constantly, but he's just a regular guy. He actually gets beat up, and he's Asian. Now, people are probably aren't going to expect this, but that's really kind of cool if you really think about it, because he's just a regular guy. And he's done Ninja Assassin, Fast Five. Let's see what else he's been in that I do know of. Maybe like Pearl Harbor, Mystery Men. Antoine Fisher. I know he's been in much, much more. But just the fact that he's just a regular, normal guy. And I'm like, why can't they just have more people write like that? I don't know. Am I supposed to be someone that should be writing characters that where I am colorblind? And just write because people are just people. Now, of course, I know. I pretty much know. Everything's all about the money. But, I mean, you can make great independent films. You know, like really, really great independent films. You know, and not have to cost $1 million. I mean, come on. Look at some of the stuff that's out there, and you go, and there are millions of dollars, and you're like, what? And you watch a film, and you're like, what? You guys know what I mean. But, anyway, to get back to what I was saying about women out there, you know, everybody has their own path. I can't tell people what to do. You know, if you're going to have kids and family, that's your decision and stuff. But I'm just trying to make women think. You know, there's a whole world out there. Go enjoy yourselves a little bit. I know people all think about the marriage and the kids and stuff like that. When you leave home, when you're 18 in your early 20s, there is a big world out there. Do you see where I'm getting my point? I mean, maybe I made people mad tonight in the beginning of the show. But I just want people to think. That's all I want to do. It's like, think about something. Maybe there's something you really want to do in your life before you settle down and have a family. There's nothing wrong with having a family. It's just that the world is so big and huge. Go to college. Maybe you want to go to college. Maybe you want to travel. It's really nice to get out there and travel, but, you know, I just hope that people are able to think about that. And, you know, I mean, you know, guys, you sit out there, and, you know, I'm not saying every guy, not every guy is the same. I know, there are sweethearts out there and such, but fellas, really think about it. It takes two to tangle. You're sitting there calling women sluts and hoes. But, you know, you guys are the ones going out there and having sex. You know, these women aren't getting pregnant by themselves. So really think before your actions. You know, everybody's human, but be a human being and don't be an animal. You know, that's something you really should think about. And then you turn around and you're blaming women. You know, stop and think with the right head. You know, I mean, like I said, I cannot judge anyone. I cannot throw stones. You know, he was not, what is it, how's it go? He who has not sinned, throw the first stone. You know, I shouldn't be the one to judge anyone in this world. I am not perfect. I will be the first one to admit I am not perfect. You know, my life has not been perfect. I just would like to give young women, you know, open their eyes a little bit. There's so much out there. You know, get an education. Go out, see the world. You know, before you have a family. My cat's yelling at me in the background. What do you want, Jackie? Jackie, come here. You want to say hi to everyone? Come here. Get up here. Let me see if she meow. What? What? Yeah, I got to do my laundry. Well, I've done the laundry. I just got to put it away. Oh, boy, what a big, huge day. And in the mail, once again, listen, American Red Cross, I cannot give you blood, okay? Every month or every other month, you send me this postcard. Yes, Independence Day promotion. Yeah, okay. Yes, American Red Cross, I know that my blood is good. I get it. My blood is really good, and you want my blood. But you can't have it. You know, every month, or every other month, I get this thing from American Red Cross. I'm actually opening it up right now. It's actually a little wet because it was in the mailbox. You know, if I'm ever going to donate blood again, I think, you know, something, you know, God forbid, if anybody, you know, I know needs my blood, I'm not afraid to give blood. That's for sure. It's not even that painful. You give a pint of blood, you know, and I just know my blood is good because I keep getting this postcard. It actually comes from New York. So anyway, just think about it. Just think about things, what I said. And I'm not trying to be mean or make fun of anyone. Just remember out there, there's a whole world out there. And if you have a dream, whatever it may be, even if it sounds like something really silly or stupid to someone, but it's something you want to do, you always try. You know, your path may lead you to something where a part of your dream would become your job. You know, we're not all going to be all these superstars and such out there, but just remember, there's something that you have in your heart that you want to do, at least try. If you fail, you get back up, you try again. You get knocked down, you get back up. Well, you know what I mean. Anyway, that's the show for tonight. I do want to thank you all for tuning in. And I do believe I've got the lead actor, Mike Dudikoff, from American Ninja on my show really, really soon. And let's hope Dawn the Dragon Wilson will also be on my show. That's a possibility. And other people. Anyway, if you have a dream, just go for it because you're as good as anybody else. And as I open up the show, as I'm closing on the show, on a very, very positive note, hopefully I won't butcher this. I'm going to try to say this correctly. It's Pisces Project. What a horror's the core of the leaves and his beautiful but lovely wife, Sonari, singing battle song together. Z is an accomplished musician. This song is actually for our film, Valkyrie, where I play a lead Valkyrie. And like with anything with the film, as I always say, music sets the mood. And being a Valkyrie, playing a superhero, I never knew it would be this much work, but I just feel very lucky and very blessed to be able to do the things I want to do in life. And if I can do it, you can do it too. If you want to ask yourself, believe me, if I can do these things, you people can too. Anyone? Anyway, I'm so tired. Everyone, have a good night.